Well, it's my great honor to introduce our next rebel. And I think he certainly is exactly that. I think we all know who's coming up next. But when I was hearing Colin Powell, General Colin Powell speak, I thought he was doing the introduction. Because this next guy is absolutely the definition of a rebel leader. And we are his rebel army. His mother certainly was a major influence in his life. And those of us, I see some familiar family faces there, we all know that she expected her children to be leaders, to compete, and to be the best. But she also told them not to lose the common touch, and perhaps it was even more his father that taught him that. But he's always been a leader. He's always been a rebel. And I think part of that was this wild curiosity that we can certainly see has brought him a lot of success. That curiosity that has grown this business. But it also led him to some mischief. Many of us here have heard his stories, the stories of getting on his bike, going across the border from the south to the northern part of Ireland, buying butter, bringing it back to his mother where she could sell it in her shop and make a profit. This was the first beginnings of the entrepreneur. And of course, the stories about boarding school, on jumping over the wall, taking fish and chip orders ahead of time, payment in advance, and getting the fish and chips and again making money. But the thing of all of this is he never seemed to get caught in any of these stories. I think there's a few uncles that might be able to fill in the gaps a little later for us over a few beers. But certainly, that spirit and that revelation, that rebellious nature with him is something that has followed him all the way through. As a boss, he is demanding. And certainly, if you ever work with Dr. Lyons, the number one thing you need to remember is you can never tell him it can't be done. You can't buy your customers. You can't have 30 years of symposium change into something else. Well, apparently you can. He certainly inspires us. He ignites us. Every once in a while, he incinerates us. So the awesome, the audacious, the rebel of the ag industry, Dr. Pierce Lyons.
Now watch my back. Thank you, Mark. I think we're in good hands with Mark, are we not? And he's very considerate. He's the only one who didn't slap me on the back and say, oh, whoa. Did we have a good time so far? Was it good to be in Rupp Arena? She says, uh-huh. It's wonderful to be in Rupp Arena. Well, I'd like to wrap up. And I'd like to wrap up and leave you with some ideas. In this wonderful world of ours, this world of rebels and this world of opportunities, what an incredible world. And every stone you turn over, there are more opportunities. And remember, every single opportunity is an opportunity of a lifetime. But only in the lifetime of the opportunity. So you have to do something. So what do you have to do? Let me ask you a question. You're 35, you're 36, and it's 1980, and you've built businesses for other people, always for other people. And you look around and you see your two little children, and you say, how long will it be before I build the business? Not for somebody else, but perhaps for yourself. You have $10,000. I'd like to say you had $50,000. We had $10,000. You have a funny accent, at least as far as the state of Kentucky is concerned. So what do you do? America is supposed to be, and indeed is, the land of opportunities. What do you do? What would you do? You're tired of building businesses for other people. Do you keep doing what you always did? Or do you become a rebel? You seek out a street which will dictate where you're going. Gold Rush Road. You have a choice, of course, to go to Bronze Rush Road, Silver Rush Road, but somehow or other, Gold Rush Road says it all. And if you ever want to go back to where we started, go to Gold Rush Road here in Lexington, Kentucky. How will you know that you're at the original Lultec? You'll smell it. You'll smell it after 30 years. We were there. And it hasn't changed one bit. So you go there. And what happened? What happened in 35 years? What happened? Well, the brave happened. That's what happened. Because you surround yourself with people who want to make things happen. The brave happened. And as the brave happened, the brave don't live forever. Nobody lives forever. But let me tell you, the cautious don't live at all. So ask yourself right now, are you brave or are you cautious? Because if you're cautious, good luck to you. Good luck to you. You won't live at all. What happened? We're in 128 countries. The Irish are tinkers, we're travelers, it's only 4 million of us. We got to go somewhere. And we go all around the world. And you go all around the world and you meet like-minded people. That's what happened. 3 plants in Brazil. What happened? 18 Optigen plants. What happened? China. What happened? You empower people to make things happen. Of course, you're Irish, so you have to do something special in Ireland, and in Ireland we have something super special. And you get out of the way. You get out of the way of your wife, now of 42 years, and you let her do her creation, and the offices and the buildings that you see are not mine, and even the name Altec is not mine, A-L-L. It's Deirdre's. You know, when it's all said and done, and it comes down to being a mum, the most important thing for a mum is what? The kids. So A-L-L are her daughter's initials. Mark is 3 years old. A.F.L. Louise Lyons, A.L.L. Mark is 3 years old and he's all bent out of shape. There's a company that's called after his sister. And his mom says, what's your color, Mark? What color do you like? He says, I like orange. She said, you can have orange. And he's satisfied. That's what happened. And now you go back into Ireland and she does her thing in Ireland and the facility is amazing. Incidentally, so it is. Here on Catnip Hill Pike. What happened? You go to Mexico and the Mexicans embrace you. What happened? You go to Mexico and you send your son to Mexico and he builds a plant there. And he takes over 2 to 3 orphanages. That's what happened. And all the time, you're having fun. Because the day you don't have fun is the day the business stops. And the drudgery starts. You heard from the general. He loved it. He never wanted to go to the army. Now he's in the army and he loves it. His folks didn't want him to be in the army, but he finds his passion. That's what happened. And you go to Haiti. You want to change your life? Go to Haiti. You want to appreciate life? Go to Haiti. You got 2 schools. One is 700-800 students. The other is about the same thing. And if I go in with 700 or 800 pieces of candy, I assure you, every single child will get one piece of candy and not a single one of them will take two. That's what happened. And when you see things like that, what happens is you're motivated. Nutrigenomics. Because you're a scientist. And you listen and you're inspired by the Ronan Powers and the Carl Dawsons and what can be done with nutrigenomics, even though you don't quite understand what the heck nutrigenomics is. I was in our lab, up on the hill, 2 days ago. And what happened? You never cease to be amazed and you never cease to be grateful. I was pinching myself. I can't believe the equipment they have. I don't know who paid for that equipment. But it's beyond me to think that we have that equipment, because I'm back to the $10,000. I don't think the maintenance on any one of the pieces of equipment is less than $10,000. That's what happened. And what's going to happen? Cat, Nip, Hill, Pike. Brand new offices going to go in there. Catnip Hill Pike, life science going to go in there. Looking into things like Alzheimer's, that's what's going to happen. At the same time, having fun. At the same time, driving a business. A dream, yes. Yeah, it's a dream. Not a nightmare, but a dream. We had a dream. And you know, when Martin Luther King was talking about his dream, he didn't say he had a strategic plan to the best of my knowledge. You know, the song doesn't say, I had a dream, a strategic plan. That's for the Harvards and that's for the MBAs. He had a dream, and we have a dream. And we continue to live the dream. Martin Luther King, I have a dream. My question to you this morning is, do you have a dream? And if you have a dream, write it down. And you don't necessarily have to share it with everybody, but if you share, incidentally, people conspire to help you make it a reality. What's your dream? A dream. And incidentally, don't oversleep. Most of us oversleep on our dream and nothing ever happens. How many, anybody up there awake? Glad to hear it. So you're not oversleeping on your dream. It's about two things. Ultimately, it's about two simple things. And I don't care what business you're in, and I don't care what country you're in, it's about two simple things. Innovation. You have to fall in love with innovation. You have to fall in love with doing things differently. Innovation. And as you think of innovation, and you think of the things that can be done, you have to tie that in with urgency. How can we possibly compete with Procter & Gamble? How can we possibly compete with Cargill? Procter & Gamble, $85 billion. Cargill, the world's largest private company, $185 billion. What do we have? What do you have which will enable you to compete with them? Urgency. Urgency. And combine innovation with urgency and you have a winner. Urgency. Rebels innovate. And whether it be in the beer business or whether it be in the whiskey business, they're constantly looking to do things differently, looking for solutions. The algae platform. My CFO said, don't do it. All my colleagues said, don't do it. My gut said, do it. My gut said that there's only two algae facilities in the world, and one happens to be 20, 30 miles from here in Winchester, Kentucky. And my son Mark said, "Dad, why are you so wrapped up in it?" I said, "Mark, I've been looking at Winchester, Kentucky, and that plant before you were born almost. The algae platform." And so we did it. And we put money into it. And we grew it, and we grew it, and we grew our technology. Think about it. What? Remember, did you write the $85 billion down? Did you write that down? Did you write the $150, $60 billion for Cargill? Did you write that one down? Well, what? This one. If you take the opportunity for algae for cosmetics, I've been using algae on my face for 20 years. I started to use it when I turned 75. Oh, that's not funny. Cosmetics, aquaculture, oils, this little microorganism, algae. When you add it all up, it's 525 billion opportunities. Does that mean we're going to get it? No. But I tell you what, if we got 20% of it, it wouldn't be Procter & Gamble. It would be Procter & Gamble driven by Alltech. Why not? It's a dream. 525 billion opportunities. Right here in little old Kentucky. The algae platform. New ideas. New opportunities. Brewing and distilling. My mum used to say, "Pierce has gone to work for the juice of the barley. The juice of the barley." I'm still working for the juice of the barley. And now the craft brewing industry is exploding, and not a quarter of a mile from here, we have built the first ever brewing school, proper brewing school. We've got 18 graduates, 18, 1-8, who have masters in brewing and distilling, including my son Mark. We have way more than Budweiser or any of these people, and it's one quarter of a mile from here. What an opportunity. When all the entrepreneurs of the world are coming into this and saying, "We want to be involved, and we have something close by." The Crohn's company, the Steinecker people, say they've never dealt with a company who placed an order not for one brewery, not for two breweries, but for three breweries, all of which were in the same state. Two in Lexington, and one where the Hatfields and the McCoys and the Irish all went to eastern Kentucky in Pikeville. Amazing. Anybody from Pikeville? Hey, Pikeville, we need to hear you a little more. Anybody from Pikeville? That's more like it. Anybody wants to be from Pikeville? So it's a dream. What a dream. When you're doing what you love and you're doing what you're good at. What a dream. Innovation. Removing pesticides. Why not? Why not remove those fungi and those bacteria with a benevolent fungi and bacteria? We do it probiotics on the human side. Why don't we do it with plants? Bananas. Florida orange juice. Huge opportunities, huge problems. Urgency. When we think of urgency, we think of antibiotics. Urgency, give me a break. We've been doing it for 20 years. Give me a break. We've been doing it in Brazil. Give me a break. We've been doing it in Europe. David Byrne removed antibiotics from the feed industry 10 years ago on what he called the precautionary principle. And we were right there. Give me a break. We can do it. Have done it. Why is the Europeans get 36 pigs per sow, the Danes? And we get 22, 23, and the Chinese get 14, 15. What is special about the Danes that they can get this efficiency? Urgency. Urgency to grow, urgency. Urgency to remove bureaucracy. Ronald Reagan once said, protect me from idiotic bosses. Protect me from idiotic bosses. Your job and my job is to remove bureaucracy. Your job and my job is to clear the way for our young people to come through. Your job and my job is to carry a load for a while and put a champion in place. You got to have frustration in your blood. Deirdre said to me, why did we buy this wonderful company, Ridley? She said, well, what do you want to do this for? We're happy. We have a nice house. We have a nice family. What do you want to do it for? I said, because I have frustration in my blood. Because you want to be bigger? No. More effective? Yes. You want to take your ideas and get them out to the single most important entrepreneurs in the world, farmers. The people who are going to feed the world, the people who are feeding the world, farmers. And our job is to get our ideas to them. Anybody who's ever called on a farmer, anybody, the first thing they say to you, go in, sit down, have a cup of tea, have a cup of coffee, and you meet the housewife and you meet the kids and you're in there in the kitchen, and they'll say to you one thing and only one thing. One thing and only one thing. What's new? What's new? Not what statistics do you have? Not this, not that. What's new? And that's what we do. However, it's never about you. It's never about you. It's about we. It's about your team. It's about pulling your team together. T-E-A-M. T-E-A-M. Together, everybody achieves more. T-E-A-M. And equally, incidentally, get the heck out of the way of the team. So let's celebrate. Let's celebrate each other. Let's avoid those people who tolerate us. We set a goal. Our goal now is 10 billion. It's a goal. And the tragedy of life is having a goal that you achieve. You will need a goal which is tough. And this is our goal. And if we fall short, so we fall short. But we have a goal. An audacious goal, perhaps, but we have a goal. A goal to build a better world, a goal to feed a better world, a goal to do something in Haiti, a goal to do something in Mexico, a goal to do something with education. That's our goal. And hopefully that's your goal. Our goal, your goal as a rebel. How? Our goals? I don't care if it's theology or the beer or the life science and Alzheimer's in phase two. Or animal nutrition, or crop science. Walt Disney said, it's really nice, it's really exciting to try and do the impossible. Well, these are our goals. This is where we want to be. But more important, we want you to be with us. Our goal is written down. And when it's written down, it's not a wish or a fantasy. It's a goal. It's a deadline. Now, we're not going to die of a heart attack if we don't achieve it, but it's a goal, not a fantasy. A clear goal, because a clear goal attracts people. A clear goal gives definition. A clear goal makes you lucky. So make us lucky. Make you lucky, fellow rebels. What's your goal? What's your goal for your children? We all have great goals for our children. What's your goal for you? What's your goal for your company? How can we help you achieve your goal? How can we go on that journey together? I give you three things, and only three things. First of all, avoid energy vampires.
Oh, it can't be done. Why are you doing that? You know, it hasn't been done before. You're too ambitious. Oh.
You may be sitting. Have a look to your right and to the left. General, have a look to your right and left and see if there's any energy vampires there.
He says there is. He's another general he's sitting beside.
But avoid the energy vampires. And make sure your dream has a purpose, has a passion. Because when you have a purpose and when you have a passion, you have a why. And when you have a why, you find a how. A purpose and a passion. And do whatever it is that has that music in you. And may you never die with still music left inside you. What music is in you? And what's stopping that music from getting out? And as you think of that, do what makes your heart sing. It never worked. A day in my life. I've never had a bad day. I've had better days. But I've never had a bad day. Do what makes your heart sing. Join us, guys. Join us as we create a better world. Join us as we connect. Join us as we have fun. Did we have fun last night? Is this what you expected from a biotechnology in the feed industry symposium? Because that's precisely what I try to get rid of at Christmas. So join us. And sincerely, thank you. Thank you. And now they're going to make your heart sing with our singers and the one and only Ronan Tynan.
How are you?
Good.